This Shabbat, I want to look at one verse both today and tomorrow, and I want to look at them from slightly different perspectives. And we're in Parsha Shoftim, which is literally the section of Judges, and the Parsha contains a lot of different mitzvot, a lot of different commandments and laws. And the verse that really is capturing my perspective right now is verse 19. Which says that should you lay siege against a city for many days in a war, that if there are fruit trees around, as part of that siege, you're not allowed to cut down those trees and use them either for your siege engines or to cause damage. And out of this particular law, the sages develop a notion of Baal Tashchit, that we should not waste. And it's a rather profound notion. If in a time of war, of existential crisis and risk to life, that we're not even allowed to damage a fruit tree, all the more so in the rest of our life. So that's the mitzvah that I want to look at. But what I'm always curious about is, how is it that we pass down our values from one generation to another? And what does that particular notion of not wasting, what does that mean in my family? And some of you may have heard the phrase, take what you want, but eat what you take. Anyone ever hear that phrase? In my family, we had a slightly different phrase, and it went, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. And that meant, right, like when you see that, those cookies, the brownie, the broccoli, maybe not then, maybe now, if you're going to take it, you're going to eat it, right? And don't let your desire lead you to waste. And I don't know if we would do it this way. I know we don't do it with my kids, but that was sort of a strong line in my family, particularly from my grandparents, because the impact of the Great Depression was quite real. And the notion that anyone would have more than they need was just not part of their worldview. My cousin Jonathan, so I grew up with your eyes are bigger. My cousin Jonathan was out in California, and I think maybe Punchy, his mom, didn't pass or transmit this. And there's a sort of funny, which wasn't funny to him at the time, story of my family. He had taken a very large bowl of Cheerios for breakfast. I mean, he was a little grasshopper of a kid, and the bowl was gigantic, and he poured tons of milk on top of it. And he ate maybe a third of it. And my grandfather looked at him and said, are you going to finish that right now? And Jonathan said no. And Grandpa said, okay, you can have that for lunch. And indeed, the bowl came out at lunch. And it came out at dinner. John was not happy. He tells his story to this day, so I know he's not happy. But I also know I never saw him waste food again after that. And how we go about what our parenting styles and philosophies are, they change over time. But I think, you know, that it was profound because there are these ways in which so many of these mitzvahs, which are legal and are maybe outside of the grasp of a child if presented as law, were made very real in my family. So here's my ask of you. Because we're in the month of Elul, and we're trying to do better in whatever ways that is. Sometimes we think about that more internally. Well, how are we doing psychologically, spiritually? But it's also about the outer world and how we behave there. So I want you to carry out with you a bowl of cereal. And I'd like you to carry that bowl with you throughout this month up to Rosh Hashanah, because there's a lot of people who need food. And there's a lot of food that's wasted, and there are a lot of people who are hungry in our town. And I want you just to carry that bowl of Cheerios with you and think about, when am I wasting? Why am I wasting? How might I use a little less and still feel just as full? Will you do that for me? You take that bowl out with you when you leave tonight? Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.